a Jewish Journal article. Why would Zelensky not mention Hanukkah in his address to Congress? I turned on the news Wednesday evening and saw the great and courageous warrior and leader Volodymyr Zelensky speaking to our representatives, and millions across the world. I was impressed with his English, with his fervor, his honesty, and his political prowess, even referencing the challenges America has faced, like Ukraine, in battling for freedom and independence. But my awe and pride soon shifted as I heard him reference Christmas more than once and never identify or mention the word Hanukkah, particularly as we are celebrating the holiday this week. Here he was at the White House, the national home that now proudly owns its own Hanukkah menorah, which stands in the same dwelling place as a Christmas tree. He may have brought it up privately in his meeting with the president, but publicly, in his speech, seen by millions, he was silent. President Zelensky is a Jew who has identified as a Jew. Israel has supported his people. More than anything, though, he is living what the Hanukkah story is all about, fighting for freedom and dignity. He represents the Maccabees of the 21st century, battling, under terrible odds, and not only surviving, but often viewed as winning. How could he not have referenced such an obvious story or at least wish happy Hanukkah to the many Jews, both in government and in this country, who have supported him and his people? In the same breath that he wished everyone Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, why not say Happy Hanukkah and acknowledge the holiday of his own people? Is it possible someone whispered to him, "Be careful not to address the Jews"? Is it possible he was warned, given all the anti-Semitism that has emerged, not to identify too Jewishly? I hope not. We may never know the answer, but it was clearly a missed opportunity. While I deeply admire Zelensky's bravery and dedication, I would have appreciated the reminder to all the millions watching that the Jewish spirit of Hanukkah connects directly to the war he is fighting. The light of the menorah in the White House would have been an incredible metaphor to counter the darkness emanating from Putin's Russia. Eva Robbins is a rabbi, cantor, artist, and the author of Spiritual Surgery, A Journey of Healing Mind, Body, and Spirit.